The second verse of Psalm 27. Bikrov alai mereim le'echol et basari. Tzarai ve'o yavai li. Hema chashlu v'nafalu. When evil men assail me to devour my flesh, it is they, my foes and my enemies, who stumble and fall. A few weeks ago, I was attending a Shabbat morning service with the online minyan I am a part of. We were led through a guided meditation, allowing our minds to move freely through the journey, to reflect deeply on the imagery being spoken to us. For some time, I had been feeling hopeless and helpless, as I am sure many of us have felt in this time of global pandemic, to say nothing of the ongoing political and economic upheaval. There are times when we feel the full weight of everything falling onto us, causing emotional and physical collapse. How do we even get out of bed in the morning? How can we maintain hope for the world we believe in? During this guided meditation, my mind began to expand into my dream state, the place the Gemara calls 1/60th of prophecy. I closed my eyes and allowed my body to float away, the meditation drawing me into the vast universe, where I could see every star that had been flung into the darkness. I rode on a wave into the center of it all, where I beheld a rope strung through, right through the center. The rope was twisted with millions, perhaps billions of threads, each one so thin that it was a wisp of a string, but when wound with others near to it, created large strands, which were then twisted into one another, then twisted to other large strands, and on, until the rope of billions of threads was plaited to span the entire universe and all of time. I found the rope, the end of the rope, at the time called now, where the ends were frayed, having not been yet twisted together to make future. But as I watched, the end of the rope grew, moment by moment, reflecting the passing of future into now, and forever binding past into eternal braid. It was then that I realized every thread was a neshama, a soul. Indeed, this rope was not made from cotton or wool. It was made from the essence of divine, the breath of God, the souls of all of creation. Each neshama was present through all of time, but sometimes buried in the middle of the rope, only to wind and emerge to be visible again, time after time, life journey after life journey. The colors of each thread shifted over time, creating a scheme of every shade imaginable, always changing, always becoming something new, colors changing to reflect what they had been before. And all were brilliant in texture. Every single of the millions upon billions of neshamot were like pure silk. None were soiled or ragged, threadbare or snagged. I watched as the threads continued to bind future into now, into past, winding time before my very eyes. I saw in every thread the emotion, the pain, the joy, the lust, the ache, the woe, the love that exists in the heart of all of creation. It was all wound together into one. One that is the rope we are, that traces us to redemption. Our verse today is Psalm 27:2. When evil men assail me to devour my flesh, it is they, my foes and my enemies, who stumble and fall. Who are our enemies? I am sure David felt them as they pursued him, as he cried out to God for help and protection. He knew his enemies well. He fought hard against them, and yet he did not fear the ultimate outcome. The verse that precedes this, the verse yesterday, was of David. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? Indeed, David is proclaiming in these two verses that when it comes to his life, he fears nothing, no one, because God is the stronghold of David's every breath. It is God whose fingers twist every strand of every thread, God's hands that cast the stars into the darkness, creating light. It is the divine artist who is the weaver of the rope. And since that rope holds all of the creation of God, so it is no wonder that at times the threads we see on the outside weave a tale of evil, of death, hurt and ache, illness, woe, selfishness, hopelessness. We see the colors emerge, colors of pain and destruction. But we also see in divine vibrance the colors of glory, of wonder, of peace and harmony. Our lives are woven into the rope of creation, twisted and held by the divine. Even in times such as this, when it is difficult to trust that things will be okay, we can see that all of this leads to redemption, to the righting of all that exists, all that is one in God. It will be okay in future. We can count on that, because God gives us the promise of redemption. I am not suggesting that we do not fight for what is right. Indeed, we must, because redemption counts on that. Perhaps the color you possess is one of activism, or one of righteousness, or one of love and nurture of others. In order to make our color its most vibrant, we must commit our lives to what we are called to do, at the very moment we live in the very now. Do not sit back. Instead, act as though you have already seen future woven. Act without fear, with confidence, because those whose threads serve right now to bring contrast, those who cause woe, death, hopelessness, will be woven back into the center of the rope, only to emerge again, farther along, in colors of kindness, joy, goodness, and love. It is upon us to wrap our colors, our threads, our neshamot, over them. When evil men assail me to devour my flesh, it is they, my foes and my enemies, who stumble and fall. When threads serve as contrast to the colors of divine love, it is they, those of hate, who return to the center to be refined. Amen.